This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military struck three facilities in Iraq and two anti-ship missiles in Yemen within hours of each other in its continued effort to keep violence from the Israel-Hamas war from spilling over into a wider conflict. Both strikes were targeting Iranian-backed proxy weapon sites that the U.S. has said are involved in the strikes against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria and launching anti-ship missiles and drones that threaten commercial vessels in the Red Sea. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it was unacceptable for Israel's government to reject a two-state solution to its conflict with Palestinians. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The United Nations Secretary General warned that Israel's rejection of a two-state solution would embolden extremists everywhere.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
The 15-member UN Security Council has long backed the idea of two states living side by side inside secure and accepted borders. The Palestinians want a state in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip, all territory captured by Israel in 1967. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Turkey's parliament approved Sweden's NATO membership bid on Tuesday, clearing the biggest remaining hurdle to expand the Western military alliance after 20 months of delays.
Sweden and Finland asked to join NATO in 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey surprised some members by raising objections. It said the two countries protected groups that Ankara deems terrorists. In April of last year, it endorsed Finland's membership, but, along with Hungary, kept Sweden waiting. In response, Sweden introduced a new anti-terrorism bill that makes being a member of a terrorist organization illegal.
Reuters' Christy Kilbourne reporting. This is VOA News. South African police arrested a man who says he started a fire that left 76 dead to hide another killing. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
A man has been arrested hours after he claimed responsibility for starting a building fire in South Africa last year that killed 76 people while trying to get rid of the body of someone he had killed. The man's apparent confession came as a shock when he was testifying at an ongoing inquiry into the cause of the fire. South African media reports of the testimony said that he testified that he had strangled a man in the basement of the rundown apartment complex before setting his body on fire. Police said later Tuesday that they had arrested a 29-year-old man in connection with the fire after he had confessed to being involved in the fire at the inquiry. The man wasn't identified. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A Russian military transport plane carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, six crew and three people accompanying them, crashed in Russia's Belgorod region near Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said it was investigating the crash. It was not immediately clear what caused it, or which occurred around 11 a.m. local time. It was also not known if anyone survived that crash. The ministry said a special military commission was on the way to the site. China's ambassador to the U.N. in Geneva rejected criticism from Western democratic societies at a U.N. Human Rights Council meeting on Tuesday, defending its treatment of Uyghurs, Tibetans, and dissidents in Hong Kong. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Western democracies attending the conference view China's glowing report about its accomplishments on behalf of its people with skepticism. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. in Geneva, Michelle Taylor, called for the release of all people arbitrarily detained, an end to torture and persecution throughout China. While delegates were verbally sparring with China inside the council chamber, several human rights groups were demonstrating against China's repressive policies outside the UN building. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues to pitch the United States as a better security partner for Africa in place of Russia's Wagner mercenary group, which he accuses of exploiting coup-hit and conflict-hit nations, turning it to it for help in the continent's Sahel region. In Nigeria, where he visited as part of an Africa tour to strengthen relations, Blinken said Tuesday the U.S. will continue to support Nigeria and other regional partners to help stabilize that region. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.